GlobOH is a glycosphingolipid found on a variety of epithelial tumors and is believed to play a role in tumor development and progression. GlobOH is found on normal cells but is highly overexpressed on many epithelial tumor cells, making it a promising target for immunotherapy. OBI-999 is an antibody drug conjugate composed of a human recombinant immunoglobulin G monoclonal antibody that selectively and specifically binds to GlobOH attached by a linker to the antimitotic agent monomethyl auristatin E, also called MMAE. The mechanism of action of OBI-999 is based on tumor-selective delivery of MMAE to GlobOH-expressing tumors with subsequent tumor cell death. Figure 2 illustrates how GlobOH promotes immunosuppression, tumor survival signaling, and angiogenesis. GlobOH expression in tumor stem cells and its function as an immune checkpoint makes it a target for immunotherapy. OBI-999 has received orphan designation by the FDA for pancreatic and gastric cancer. Preclinical studies demonstrated that the OBI-999 antibody binds specifically to the GlobOH antigen, and antitumor efficacy was noted in breast, gastric, pancreatic, and lung cancer xenograft models. Figures 3 and 4 illustrate tumor inhibition in pancreatic and gastric xenograft models. The pharmacokinetics of OBI-999 were determined in normal and tumor-bearing mice, rats, and monkeys. Exposure of OBI-999 increased proportionally with dose, as shown in Table 1. No gender difference or accumulation was noted. The primary study objectives are to determine the safety and tolerability of OBI-999 and to determine the maximum tolerated dose and recommended phase 2 dose. The secondary objectives are to evaluate the preliminary clinical activity of OBI-999 and to evaluate the immunogenicity of the study drug and determine the serum PK of OBI-999 and its active metabolite MMAE. We will also assess the association of GlobOH expression and tumor biopsies or circulating tumor cells and activity of OBI-999. Figure 5 shows the study design. This study will be conducted in two parts. Part 1 is a 3+3 dose escalation study in up to 30 patients with advanced solid tumors, refractory to at least one line of systemic therapy or intolerable to standard therapy, or for whom no standard therapy is available, regardless of GlobOH status. OBI-999 will be administered as a 60-minute IV infusion using a dose level of 0.4, 0.8, 1.2, 1.6 and 2 mg per kilogram every 21 days. In part 2, the cohort expansion study, we will obtain additional safety data and assess the preliminary clinical activity of OBI-999 in approximately 155 patients with gastrointestinal tumors that include pancreatic, gastric, esophageal, and colorectal cancers, as well as in other advanced solid tumors who have evidence of GlobOH overexpression with an H score of at least 100 as determined by an FDA ID approved assay. All patients will receive prophylactic treatment for infusion reactions. As shown in Figure 6, GlobOH is overexpressed on a variety of epithelial cell tumors and has limited expression in normal tumors. It is expressed in various degrees in pancreatic, esophageal, gastric, breast, lung, colon, and liver cancer. In conclusion, this is the first in a human clinical study and will be conducted in patients with advanced cancer that has progressed on prior therapy. Patient safety and a favorable risk-benefit balance will be carefully monitored throughout and after treatment. Thank you for your attention.